Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Chicago bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Carl Ron is our guest, folks. Carl with a K, Ron with two N's is his last name. He is Managing Director of Innovation Portfolio Partners, the co-author of The Reciprocity Advantage, along with his co-author, Bob Johansson. And it's all about a different way of thinking about reciprocity, a different way of thinking about partnering, a different way of thinking about strategic alliances. Carl, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website, please?
www.reciprocityadvantage.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Available wherever books are sold. You mentioned the digital natives a minute ago, and I think that's a really important point to make. And I'm gonna go back to the Gen Y. Anybody, I'm gonna say 32 or under, even into their, you know, like as young as my grandsons, Carl. I think you're right about this. I think they have a different attitude about competition, about collaboration, about sharing, about values. They just have a different approach to things than my and your baby boomer generation had. And I do believe that as they increasingly influence the marketplace and the world, and as you may know, they're the largest generation in the workforce right now. As they continue to come online, I think that's going to shake up business models, especially corporate America. What do you think?
Absolutely, it will, and I really want everybody to pay attention to them because they are becoming the mass of the bulk of people that are working. What I worry about is if we're going to then create the new businesses that. We have a tendency to look at what's hitting us right now without looking enough further forward to ask what's coming next. And the generations you're discussing were shaped by the internet, and you and I were shaped by television. Mm-hmm. And what's coming next is a group of people who are even more shaped by this social media. And what happens is it's in 10 years, everyone who's 28, because you were talking about 32, you know, anybody who's 28 or younger, rich or poor, anywhere in the world will be a digital native. They will have been in social right. media as the shaping of their life. They grew up interconnected, and so there's an interesting positive formula here, which is hungry and hopeful, connected and capable, because they'll have supercomputing capability mm-hmm. in their hands by that time.
Well, that's the other thing. Look at the proximity. You know, for you and me, we came up when, if we wanted to get connected, we went and found a computer. Now they just open their palm. They just open their fingers.
And this is what really changes the game for small business, because you or I or any of them can be a small business because they have this enormous capability and they're immediately connected. Platforms like the iPhone and whatever the Apple Watch becomes, are shaping their ability to instantly form and start companies. And so this positive side of this is what I call hungry, because they want, you know, to succeed, and hopeful, mm-hmm. connected, and capable is a startup. At the same time, the opposite of this is hungry and hopeless, connected, and capable. That's chaos, you know, and so I'm very hopeful for business, and so businesses have this huge capability coming with these digital natives to start and create companies. At the same time, countries and organizations and governments have to deal with this difference between hopeful and hopeless and get in front of that, because they're going to be connected no matter what, and they're going to be social no matter what. And so their answer is to go find somebody else they don't go looking for authority elsewhere. They look across to see who can I be working with.
Well, and they assume that they could become the authority.
They are, yes, yeah. And they will be.
And they so will be. Sooner than my generation and your generation was.
Yes, and so here's an example of TED. I'm a member of the TED conference, and
right.
It's a wonderful, interesting group of people, but they created TEDx, and that's their reciprocity advantage business.
Mm-hmm.
It complements the conferences that they organize themselves. Instead says, ideas we're sharing, their core mission, is something that happens anywhere, and so anybody can organize a conference, and they give them their whole branding. You can use the Red TED logo, the 18 minutes, you can grab as many talks as you want. And so what's different is they're now, instead of just controlling, and believe me, the main stage is still controlled,
right.
They are now curating. And that's this beauty. What you do is you run thousands of experiments out there, letting people do what they would do with your stuff. And then what you do is you curate the best, and that's what you propagate.
And let that become part of your future.
Yes, and so it's TED and TEDx.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shaping
it's
of business.
It's not either or, it's both and.
Right, and they got you know, picked apart in the Harvard Business Review and in the Guardian for bad brand management, and that's just short-sighted. The future is the future of and so you will control your core, and you will collaborate and curate in order to create something in it.
Carl Ron, ladies and gentlemen, he's the co-author of The Reciprocity Advantage, along with Bob Johansson. Hey, Carl, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
Carl Ron, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.